I think right now on WWOZ, it's time to go over to the stage in the WWOZ Jazz Tent and hear some live Terrence Blanchard.
That's the death sentence in space and time for each and every one of us. And it comes down to what? Choice. What kind of human being you're going to be? How you go out for a life of decency and compassion and service and love? What goes into that kind of choice? You see what I mean? That's the human challenge, man. That's the human challenge. Beethoven says that music is deeper than philosophy. That's why I got that picture of Ludwig looking at that brother every day. So Ludwig, what do you mean music is deeper than philosophy? He says, well, because in the end, we finite creatures, we don't have a language or even a linguistic element that can begin to be fully truthful to the experiences that we have the short time we're here in time and space. So therefore, we need some sounds, even some noise, organized noise. We need silence between the notes and the sounds that get at the deeper truths of who we are. And that's not a statement against linguistic eloquence, but it's one that it recognizes the varieties of eloquence, and therefore it requires a deep courage. Thank you. myself a jazz man in the home, in my ideas, a blues man in the life of mine. Because my model, jazz musicians and blues, who have to find their voices, not just be echoes, who had to have a vision, not just a stare. And in the end, have to be true to themselves, because all imitation is suicide. All emulation is a sign of an adolescent mind. Now, all of us imitate, all of us emulate. But the ones who love us, the way Monk loved Coltrane, you don't need to imitate Johnny Hodges. Go on and find your voice, brother.
Thank you. New Orleans. How you guys doing? It's good to see you. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's good to see you guys. It's good to be here. This is always like homecoming for me. I love it here. You know, I first played this festival when I was 17 years old, 2 years ago. And I've been playing it ever since. Let me introduce you to the guys in the band. I'm very proud of all of these guys. I'm going to start with our pianist. He comes from Havana, Cuba. And now he lives in New York City. Fabian Almazan at the piano. Fabian. Our bass player comes from Los Angeles, California. We don't hold that against him here in New Orleans right about now. That's all right. Next year, it'll be a different story. He's 19 years old, going to Juilliard University School of Music. Joshua Crumbly at the bass. Our drummer comes from Houston, Texas, right next door. H-Town in the house. That's his mom. No, it really is. Yeah. This guy's an amazing composer, one of the most creative musicians I've ever played with, Kendrick Scott at the drums. At the tenor saxophone, he's like a native son. He lived there for about 17 years. But now he moved back to the jazz capital of the world, Tucson, Arizona, and putting jazz on the map in Tucson. But as you've already heard, he can really play. Have a nice round of applause for Bryce Winston, tenor saxophone. We started out the show with an original composition of mine entitled Wandering Wonder. Then the next two pieces we played were off our current CD on Concord label. The second composition was the title track entitled Choices. And the third composition was written by Walter Smith, a young saxophone player from Houston, but his dad is from New Orleans. And he calls that Him or Me. And right now, I got a surprise for you guys. You know, like I said, I played here when I was 17 years old, and this festival has meant a lot to me in my life throughout my life. I always look forward to coming here to play Jazz Fest, no matter where I am. And, yep. Because as soon as I finish playing, the hang is on like popcorn. No. But about 14 years ago, my wife was pregnant, and, you know, she was due, like, right around this time. So I said, maybe you shouldn't come to Jazz Fest. And she's like, are you kidding? I'm going to Jazz Fest. I said, no, you should stay home. She said, well, let's ask the doctor. The doctor said, well, I think it's pretty cool. And all right, thank you very much, doc. So she sat over there on the side, listened throughout the show, and that was the first time in my life, it was about 75 degrees here. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But that was the year that they honored Sidney Bechet. Exactly. Well, we had a little girl back then. She's going to be 14 in May. And she's starting NOCA, the music program, next year. And we're going to bring her out to play a song with us, Sidney Bechet Blanchard. Sydney Bechet Blanchard. Somebody backstage asked if she was getting paid. I said, she is. It's called room and board.
Thank you.
Joshua Crumley at the bass, Royce Winston at the tenor saxophone, Kendrick Scott. Thank you very much. Love you guys. Enjoy the rest of the fest. God bless.